Canadian casino fined for not uncovering dealer cheating. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, has imposed a $120,000 fine on Great Canadian Casino Resort Toronto after uncovering a failure to detect an alleged dealer-assisted cheating operation. The enforcement action follows a detailed investigation into a scheme involving collusion between casino staff and a group of patrons, which reportedly resulted in tens of thousands of dollars in illicit gains over a short period. In March of last year, the Ontario Provincial Police's Investigation and Enforcement Bureau, IEB, which operates within the AGCO, charged five individuals in connection with the incident. Authorities allege that two table games dealers conspired with a consistent group of patrons to manipulate game outcomes in favor of the players. The reported cheating occurred over several days, resulting in nearly $20,000 in winnings believed to have been fraudulently obtained. Following the charges, the AGCO carried out a compliance review of the casino's operations. The review concluded that the cheating scheme involved deliberate and repeated violations of table game protocols. These included actions such as improperly exposing cards meant to remain hidden, drawing additional cards for the dealer beyond what was permitted, and issuing payouts that exceeded legitimate amounts. According to the AGCO's findings, the resort's surveillance team and pit supervisors failed to detect or respond to the misconduct in a timely manner. Surveillance staff did not identify the irregularities, and table games audit procedures were reportedly neglected. These audits are designed to monitor dealer behavior and confirm adherence to official gaming rules. The failure to follow these processes allowed the collusion to continue undetected for multiple days. Not the first offense. This incident marks the second recent occurrence of alleged dealer collusion at the same gaming property. The recurrence of similar misconduct has raised concerns about the effectiveness of the casino's internal controls and oversight mechanisms. The AGCO stated that licensed casino operators are expected to uphold strict standards of game integrity. Part of this responsibility includes maintaining robust surveillance systems and ensuring that supervisory staff are adequately trained to detect signs of cheating or misconduct. The failure to identify this scheme before it resulted in significant financial loss was cited as a major factor behind the decision to issue the monetary penalty. Great Canadian Casino Resort Toronto, like all operators subject to regulatory enforcement, retains the right to appeal the AGCO's decision. Appeals can be made to the License Appeal Tribunal, LAT, an adjudicative body that operates independently of the AGCO and forms part of Tribunals Ontario. The tribunal is tasked with reviewing disputes related to licensing and regulatory decisions. In a public statement, AGCO CEO and Registrar Dr. Karen Schnarr emphasized that all registered casino operators in Ontario bear a clear obligation to preserve the fairness of gaming activities. She underscored that preventing collusion and cheating is a fundamental component of that obligation. The AGCO intends to continue active monitoring of casino operations across the province and will take further actions as needed to ensure the integrity of licensed gaming establishments.